So, as any Liverpool fan knows, the press is all aflutter at the moment with rumours that Rafa Benitez has been sacked as manager of Inter Milan. Seems to be that the writing's been on the cards for a while. Rafa called out the president of Inter Milan, Moratti, saying that he'd been promised money to spend in the summer and he wasn't given it, etc., etc., and the squad's too old. And basically saying either back me or sack me, and it appears like the little Italian fellow has decided to sack him. A lot of people discussing on the various fan sites at the moment about whether he should come back to Liverpool or not, but I think the question's not about whether we should have him back, because let's be honest, I think my views from, if you follow me on Twitter or see my post on my blog, are completely quite apparent that pretty much anybody would be a step up from the manager we've got at the moment. I think the question was whether NESV and Fenway Sports Group, the company that ultimately owns Liverpool and has the say in who's the manager, would actually take him. My opinion is that they wouldn't, for a number of reasons. The first one that stands out to me is just the sway that the man, Rafa, has over the fans. He's almost revered as if he's a god in Liverpool. I mean, the fan sites essentially worship the guy, worship the ground he walks on. And I think it would, if they employed him, I think it would be, the fans would instantly be behind him. A lot of kind of the acting that we've seen online would be kind of pro-Rafa. And I'm not sure whether NESV would want someone who holds such kind of a hold over the fans and whatnot. The second reason that I'm not sure whether they would have him, and this has been well discussed, and there's people on the internet who can explain a lot more eruditely than I can, that I'm not 100% sure whether Rafa would work well under a director of football as we now have at Liverpool in the form of Damian Comolli. Comolli, by all accounts, is going to essentially be doing the kind of scouting stroke signing and whatnot of new players. And I think it's been well publicised in the past, Rafa didn't really want that type of thing. He certainly didn't like it. Valencia, there was the famous quote about, what was it, lampshades and tables or whatever. Supposedly the same thing happened at Inter Milan. I think I saw a tweet online from someone who said that he struggled to adapt back into the way of just being a coach who coached the team and not actually involved in the running of the club. And I'm not sure whether he would function very well. I think if he had a clash on a player, I think it would all become public. My one main criticism of Rafa is that he tends to take his battles public, whether it be against a player, whether it be against another manager, whether it be against the owners of the club, as we saw with Liverpool. He takes his battles public, and I'm not sure whether he would come out on top if he came up against Comolli, because Comolli seems to be the choice of Tom Werner and John Henry, the ultimate owners of Liverpool Football Club. The final reason that I'm not 100% sure as to whether Rafa will be welcome back is the issue of continuity, because I have a feeling now that Henry and Werner, I suppose, indirectly, but they both want the manager to be, whilst they become a kind of a key part of the club, of course, any manager is, I think they want a degree of continuity in that if a manager leaves, the whole kind of ethos of the team and the atmosphere of the squad doesn't decline. You can see that with Chelsea, when Chelsea have, I mean, in the time that Liverpool have been up there, say in the past 5 to 7 years, Chelsea have probably been through what? 4 managers? Mourinho, Grant, Scolari, Hiddink, Ancelotti. And yet they're always there or thereabouts. It seems to be as Liverpool have kind of sacked the manager recently, we've gone downhill, and I think there were a lot of players very much linked into Benitez and his departure kind of led to the, I don't know, playing less well, should we say. And I just think that they want a manager who can come in, fit with the vision of the club in the long term, but doesn't necessarily define the vision himself. And that's why I think a young manager who can come in, I mean, there's a lot of managers being discussed. You've got Klopp in Germany, you've got Andre Villas-Boas at Porto. I think someone like this who's young, who can be moulded to have a vision that Fenway and NESV have, would be their choice, in my opinion. So, to conclude, as much as I would welcome Rafa back, in my opinion, I'm not 100% sure whether NESV would.